Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, not just me, Lord, but every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, and yes, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you all know how we start this broadcast off. We started off with prayer. I tell you, prayer is so essential in this day and in this time. I'm trusting that you was preparing your heart, your mind. You was getting in that set place to go before the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your name, Lord. Father God, for you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator, and we say thank you. We thank you, O God, for being merciful, loving, a God of many chances, Lord, long-suffering this day, Lord. Father, we say thank you. We thank you, O God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, O God. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as you see prayer lists raised before you, Lord, hands being laid upon them, Lord, Father. Father, you know each and every person name by name, Lord, Father, and what they're in need of. Oh God, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, every prayer request, Lord, Father, and every praise report, Lord, Father, letting us know, Lord, Father, that you hear and you answer prayers this day, Lord, Father, and that nothing is too big or nothing is too small for you this day. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you every watchman, prayer warrior, intercessor, leader, Lord, Father, that are standing in the gap right now, Lord, Father. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father, I ask you to keep that hedge of protection round about them, O God. Father God, I ask you to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them, Lord. And continue, Lord, Father, to keep them covered under the blood this day, O God. For, Father God, they're warring, they're interceding, standing in the gap, Lord, Father. And, Father, so many, Lord, Father, do not, Lord, Father, have others praying, Lord, Father God, for them as well this day, Lord. So, Father God, hear our prayers today as we touch and agree, Lord, Father God, with one another, O God, for we are our brothers and sisters keepers this day, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask you, O God, to touch our listeners this day, Lord, Father. For Father God, you know what they're in need of, Lord. Father God, some are listening, Lord, Father God, from other nations, Lord, Father God, from the islands, Lord, Father. And Father God, we ask you this day to look after them, Lord. Those that don't know you, Lord, Father, as their personal Lord and Savior this day, O God. O God, I ask, Lord, Father God, that someone be placed in their path, Lord, Father. Father God, to help them this day, Lord. Father, I thank you for never leaving them nor forsaking them, Lord. I thank you, O God, for the change this day, Lord, Father, within their mindsets this day, O God, knowing, O God, that time is at hand, Lord. And, Father, we say thank you. Now, Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list and touch and agree, Lord, Father God, with the other prayer lists today, Lord, Father, Father God, I thank you for just showing up and showing out, Lord, Father, in their lives this day, Lord. Father, we're continually praying, Lord, Father God, for those, Father God, that was in the area of those tornadoes this day, Lord Father, knowing, oh God, that we are to pray one for another this day, Lord. Father God, those that are going through winter storms this day, Lord Father. Father, the elderly, Lord Father God, the disabled, the homeless this day, Lord Father. Father God, look upon them this day in this time, Lord. Father God, we ask for your mercy, O God. Father, those that have lost loved ones, Lord Father, we ask that you comfort their hearts, Lord Father. Strengthen them, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're saying thank you. We thank you, O God, that we can stand in the gap for others, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for hearing the prayers of the righteous this day, Lord Father. For Father God, you know our hearts, Lord Father God. Father God, you know what we're in need of, Father, even before we ask for it this day, Lord Father. And Father, we're thanking you for never failing, Lord Father, to give it to us this day, Lord. So Father God, we ask you to baptize us today with your agape love, Lord Father. Father God, that we may show forth love, Lord Father, in this day and in this time, Lord Father. Father God, have compassion this day, Lord Father, one for another, Lord Father. Father God, I say thank you. I'm glorifying and I'm magnifying you, Lord. Father, what will we do without you in this day, Lord Father? Father, I pray never to find out, Lord Father. Father, I thank you. I glorify and I magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord Father, to touch right now, Lord Father, Pastor Bolin, Lord, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father God, healing, Lord Father, your supernatural healing, Lord Father, flowing in him, Lord Father God, through him, around him, Lord Father. Saturate him this day, Lord Father God, with your healing, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we're thanking you for all that you have done, doing, and about to do for him, Lord Father, and his family this day, oh God. Oh God, I plead the blood of Jesus even over DJ right now, Lord. Father God, keep him in your arms, Lord Father. Father, guide him, Lord Father. Protect him this day, Lord Father. See the blood covering him this day, Lord Father. We thank you, Father, for bringing him back home safely right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Jaquavius this day, Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we're thanking you for touching him, Lord. We're thanking you, oh God, for healing his body this day, Lord. For Father, you say, by your stripes, we are healed, Lord. And Father, we're thanking you, Lord, for your healing this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you homes today, Lord Father, that are broken, Lord Father. Father God, I pray healing, Lord Father God, within hearts, Lord Father, within those homes this day, Lord Father. Father God, we speak the spirit of reconciliation this day, Lord Father, back to you, Lord Father. And Father, man, Lord Father, would rise up and take their rightful place in you, Lord Father, being the head, Lord Father, of the household this day, oh God. Oh God, we come against the enemy right now, Lord, that is trying to take the men, Lord, Father God, out of the homes this day, Lord. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our children, our grandchildren, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, as the enemy is trying to take them out, Lord, but we here to say, devil, you are a liar. They are covered under the blood this day, Lord Father. So, Father, as they're in school, Lord Father, on their way to school, Lord, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, rendering it null and void, Lord Father. We come against trafficking, Lord, bullying, child molestation, Lord, mass shooting in schools right now, and we render it null and void in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're thanking you for seeing the blood covering this day, Lord Father. Father God, those that have lost their lives in school shooting, Lord Father. Father God, comfort their hearts this day, Lord Father. Their loved ones this day, oh God. Father God, there's so much lawlessness going on, Lord Father God. But Father, you spoke about the times, Lord Father, that we be living in this day, oh God. So, Father, as we come touching and agreeing this day, being our brothers and sisters keepers this day, oh God. Father God, we're thanking you for your strength this day, Lord Father. Father, increase our faith this day in you, Lord Father, as we trust in you, Lord. Father, when you say you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. And Father God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, oh God, that you will lift up that standard against them, Lord Father. Father God, we're thanking you, Lord Father. Father God, for keeping minds, Lord Father, stayed upon you, Lord Father. Father, I say thank you today, Lord. I thank you, oh God, for this broadcast, Lord Father. Father, I thank you and I glorify you that your word is still going forth, Lord Father. Father God, not just the United States, Lord Father, but Father God, to other nations, Lord. And Father God, as I hold the United States of America before you, Lord Father, I ask you, O God, for mercy right now, Lord Father. Father God, forgive them this day, Lord Father. For Father God, they have been serving other gods, Lord. Father God, they have taken you out of schools, Lord Father, out of the courtrooms, Lord Father. Father God, even out of churches, Lord Father God, they have taken you out of, Lord Father, serving other gods this day, Lord. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, for your mercy this day upon us, Lord Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, for mercy this day, mercy on America, Lord Father. Mercy, Lord, Father God, upon those, Lord, Father God, that have charge over us this day, Lord, Father. Father God, strengthen us, Lord, Father, that we may pray one for another this day, Lord, Father. And, Father, we fail not to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise that is due unto your holy name. And, Father, we're canceling the assignment of the enemy right now, Lord, Father, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. And we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're thanking you, Lord, Father God, for salvation, Lord, Father God, in this hour, in this time right now, Lord. Father, we're thanking you for peace. We're thanking you for joy. We're thanking you for reconciliation back to you, Lord, Father, and within families this day, Lord, Father God. Father God, I just say thank you. I glorify and I magnify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know you all got your prayer on, praise on, and just worshiping our Lord and Savior this day. For there is no other God but him. He is the Alpha and the Omega. And you know what? He woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind, being able to do not just for yourself, but for others as well. Because we know you did not wake up yourself, and that alarm clock did not wake you up. Amen. So if you have not given God a praise, if you have not thanked him, do so now. Because you know what? No day, no time, no second is promised to any one of us. Every day is a gift. It's a gift that he has given you. So thank him. When you give a gift to someone, whether it be their birthday, whatever occasion, or just give them a gift, you look for them to say thank you. Well, thank God today for the gift that he constantly give us each and every day. The use of your limbs, being able to do for others. Thank him today, people. Thank him. Let us not be ungrateful giving God praise today. Let us not take him for granted and say that that's his job. That's what he's supposed to do. Because I tell you what, if God treat us the way how we treat him, people, we'll be in the world of hurt. We will be in the world of hurt. Because some of us only know God when we're in trouble. That's it. When we're in trouble. Outside of that, who is God? You go about your business. You work. Forget to even say, Lord, I thank you for this job. I thank you for the benefits on this job. Lord, I thank you for every bill being paid in full. I thank you for food on my table. You see, we forget to thank and appreciate until we no longer have it. We no longer have access to it. Then we're going to call upon the Lord. We're going to say, Lord, have mercy. You're going to be looking for God to move on your behalf. Yet you can't even take time to thank him, take time to spend in him, enjoy him. No matter what you're going through, praise God. Give him thanks. Give him thanks today because he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He is with you even in those times. Sometimes we have to go through stuff because the anointing on your life, you have to go through stuff. But know that he is there and fail not to thank him. And we as elders today are to teach the younger ones how to pray, how to call on the name of Jesus. Tell them what God has done for you and why they should trust in him. Have faith and believe in him. And that when they pray, believe what they are praying this day that is already done. Because the words say, call those things that are not as though they are. And you don't know. You say, oh, they're too young. They won't understand what he has done for me, you know. You'll be surprised. Children today, they look and they know when things are going on. They know when their mother is hurt. They know as much as she tried to mask it, they know. They know when their mommy and their daddy is arguing. And there's, you know, the stress. And people will think that children, young children, don't have stress. They have stress. They do. But you know what? It's time for us to begin to teach our children, our grandchildren, the children in general, those that are around you, that look up to you, it's time, people. It is time. It is time for you to talk to them about God today, teaching them how to pray, teaching them that in their time of trouble, that they can call upon the name of Jesus today. Do so. I come before you just urging you, do so. The enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. And we all know the children, their brains are like little sponges, and they sop up everything. What are they sopping up in your presence today? Are they sopping up where you, no mention of God, no mention that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and that we are to repent today and accept him into, you know, their life as their personal Lord and Savior? What are you showing them when they are around you? What are you showing them? Are they seeing you praising God, you know, playing the worship music, you know, and crying out to God, not just for, you know, for themselves, but for others as well? Are they seeing this? Or are they seeing you and you teaching them how to, you know, shake their butts and, you know, everything outside, you know, the word of, we can have fun, and we do have fun in Christ. Hearing the word, man, the joy that comes, and then you're listening to the music, and what you don't understand is some of that music that you're listening to is not even right. But to each his own. But one thing you will not say, that you did not hear the word of God. You did not hear the word of God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I glorify and I magnify you, Lord. I'm thanking God today. Each and every day I wake up, I say, thank you, Lord. We pray every morning because we know who wake us up in the morning. We know who wake us up in the morning. Do you know who wake you up in the morning? If you don't know, you better recognize. You better recognize, because let me tell you, giving God praise, spending time in him, you could be sitting in your car in traffic, you could, you know, driving along, walking along, and having a conversation with God. Being aware and being alert of your surroundings is so important. And when you leave your house, pray before you leave. Pray before you leave. People, the times that we are living in, we ought to be our brothers and sisters' keepers. More so than ever, you are seeing the Bible fulfilled. There'll be wars. There'll be rumors of wars. Ain't it happening? But yet, the very Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth, we say it's a lie. It ain't so. but it's being fulfilled. Say his word will not return to him void. Yet we fail to pick the Bible up and read it. We fail to do so. We fail to teach others. We fail. Some of us go into church to say that you are going to church. Some of y'all have a religion that you all go to and worship that religion. I have a relationship. That's what some of us have. A relationship. A personal relationship with our Lord and Savior this day. And I may lose listeners. I may gain listeners. And I say to God be the glory, whichever which way. But it's time now for us to buckle down and stand and say what thus say the Lord. It's time for us to stand and be bold soldiers today in the army of the Lord. What does the song say? I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. Are you a soldier today in the army of the Lord? Are you a soldier today in the army of the world? Either or, because you cannot serve two of them. You can't. I am seeing things fulfilled of what the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter was telling us. When I came into this ministry in 2004, I am seeing it manifest. I am seeing it manifest this day. When people were saying, oh, she's new age and she's crazy on what she is talking. And I was like, wow. Well, all those that say that she was crazy and wanted the ministry to shut down. Let me tell you, you look at what's happening. Look at what's happening. Those that have passed through Logion International Ministry can say, told a lot of things many years ago. Yet you all are saying that there are no real prophets, prophetess, apostles in this land. You have true man and woman of God in this land that are standing on God's word, that are not watering down the word, that are not adding to it to gain members. But let me tell you, they are standing on the word of God, and they are saying what thus say the Lord. They are saying it. You have a generation that is rising up, that is drawing others to Christ. What about you that's been here longer than them? You still think that there is no God? You still think today that there is no God? Because I know that when you're in trouble, you're calling upon him. You are calling upon him. This is not playing time, people. It is praying time. And it's not just praying just for your family, just for me, myself, and I. It's not. And we that are followers of Christ, that are playing, It's time for you now to wake up, repent, and come back. Because you know the word. You know the word. Every last one of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Every one of us. We sin daily, knowingly and unknowingly. That's why we come before God, asking for forgiveness for our sins, knowingly and unknowingly. We ask. The word yesterday was just ask. And that's our problem. We don't ask God. We just do. But what did God say about it before you did it? What did you do? Did you ask God, is it okay to do this? Is it okay to go this place? God wants us. He put people in place to warn us. But you know what we say? Oh, they just don't want us to be happy. Oh, they just want us to just stay this place and don't. But you know what? Warning comes before destruction. Check it out. Warning comes before destruction. That still small voice tells you, do not go down this road. But you're adamant in going down this road because this is the way I normally travel. But today God say, do not go down this road. That still small voice, you know how we say something told us, but we went against that something told us not to go down? And then what happened? You could lose your life, get in an accident, do anything. Something's going to happen. Because you got that warning, yet you disobey that warning. You still think that we don't sin? You think disobedience ain't a sin? Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. It's only committing adultery, smoking, whatever y'all call as big sin. But there's no big sin, no little sin, no in-between sin. Sin is sin. And when we disobey God, what do you think that is? What do you think that is? Today, repent. Ask for forgiveness. Amen. Ask for forgiveness. And you know, when Elder Addison talking yesterday, before Elder Addison even came on, I got the word about forgiveness. About forgiveness. And when she was talking, I was like, wow. I was over here like, wow. Wow. And every time she touched on something, I was like, wow. You know why? Because it let me know like, okay, God, thank you. Because you gave me the word. And I tell you all about me. Y'all afraid to, say what God have done, doing, for you. But let me tell you something. I tell on myself in a minute. Anybody that know me know that I tell on myself. okay? When I got that word forgiveness Tuesday night, and that's the word, Tuesday was the word, but it wasn't Tuesday night. Tuesday, 4 day morning, I got that word. And I got a phone call. And I was talking to the young lady. It was a blessing to hear their voice because they've been on my mind. And, you know, I called them. I didn't get a response, nothing. So, you know, I continued, kept them in prayer. And when I got a phone call from them and just talking to them, and they began to tell me, you know, what they went through during their childhood and how they're, you know, recognizing and breaking generational curses, you know, I was like, wow. Wow. And it's from then, you know, I'm hearing it's even coming more so the word that God gave, forgiveness. You know, you have to forgive. And boom, here it is. She's talking, you know, I had to forgive this person. I had to forgive that person. And in doing so, I say, so many times we ask God for forgiveness. We ask those that we have hurt, you know, for forgiveness. Or even your part that you play and you ask for forgiveness. But, you know, we do not forgive ourselves. We do not forgive ourselves. And the first time, you know, me learning about forgiving yourself. If you ask others to forgive you, you ask God to forgive you, but you don't forgive yourself. So in doing so, I was in Georgia with Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Pastor Sharon, and we was doing a revival in Georgia. And I was telling her about a situation, and she said to me, have you forgiven yourself? And I looked at her in a puzzle, like, forgive myself? I didn't know I had to forgive myself. And let me tell you, I mean, the tears just, below. We are sitting at the dining room table. Apostle M is upstairs there, you know, they're asleep, and we are down there and we are talking. And I was like, wow. And I told that person, I say, you know, we forgive everybody. We ask God for forgiveness, but yet we do not forgive ourselves. So today I'm here to tell you to forgive yourself. When you ask God for forgiveness, He forgive you. He forgive you. When you ask others for forgiveness, and let me tell you this to those of you that don't know, okay? When from your heart you ask someone for forgiveness for the damage you have caused, the hurt, the pain, whatever, you ask them for forgiveness and you mean it from your heart and they choose not to forgive you, let me tell you something. That's between them and their God. Because you are now free, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, you did not ask for forgiveness surfacely. You meant what you said. God heard you, and He knows what's in your heart. He knows what's in your heart. And forgiveness is not for them. It is for you. It is for you today. So you may feel that, oh, they did me wrong. I'm not going to forgive them. Let me stop you right there. You said that they did you wrong, but yet you go to God and you want God to forgive you of your sins, what you know you have done wrong, and you expect God to forgive you. What's he going to forgive you? But yet, you say, this person hurt me so bad, I'm not going to forgive them. I think the word says, I'll read it to you because, you know, I'm here talking. I'm just so excited about the word. I enjoy the word. I enjoy hearing the word. I enjoy giving the word. I just enjoy God using me. I don't know about you all, okay? I could have a good time in God all by myself. You don't have to join me. I'll have a glorious time in it. I make a joyful noise. But let me tell you something. Get rid of that stinking way. You want God to forgive you? Guess what? You have to forgive others too. And not just say out of your mouth in front of them, oh, I forgive you, knowing good and well you don't mean it. Guess what? You lie. Whether they accept your forgiveness or not, whether they accept it or not, that's on them. It is all for you and now on them. But you have to forgive also. And then forgive yourself. Then forgive yourself. Let me give you just a little bit of scripture here, right? In Matthew chapter 6, okay, this is, as we call it, the Lord's Prayer. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew is in the New Testament, okay? Some of you may not have your Bibles. Write it down. When you go home or on your lunchtime, you know, you have the Bible app, or better yet, they say Google is your friend. Go ahead. Ask Google what Matthew chapter 6, starting from, let's see, 8 verse. And go down to the 15th verse. And it reads like this, and I read from the King James Version. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask. Remember the word yesterday, just ask, okay. It says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
Listen.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now listen, we're going down to 14 now. It says, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, let me read that again. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
But if ye forgive not man their trespasses, let me read that again for you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. What is trespasses? Your sins. So, you still think that, you know, the Bible is fake and, you know, granted, in translation, stuff is put in, stuff is taken out, but you know what? When you having conversation with God and you're talking with him and you say, Lord, I want to learn more about you, when you're reading the Bible, when you're reading the Bible, you don't read the Bible as it's a novel, because you know what? This will take you from the Old Testament to the New Testament, back to the Old Testament and the New Testament. But with this, we ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding his word. Why the word spiritually? Yes, it was written by man. But you know what? Ask God for the spirit of discernment today. Ask him. You may be reading something and God is taking you deeper than what it is that you're reading. He just took you to another dimension. He knows your heart. He knows what you can handle. And he take you there. He take you there. It's time for us to elevate our mind. When this Bible talking about the heart of men, they're not talking about the heart that beats in your chest. Your heart is your mind. Everything begins up there. Everything begins up there. Do you understand that? Can you perceive that today? Or did it went over your hair? You see, because in Ephesians chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 6, and it talks about putting on the whole armor of God. Listen, verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole, listen, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Let me tell you all something. See Ephesians chapter 6? Take hold of it. Grasp it. Look around you today. Verse 13 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. You're going to be able to overcome. Again, verse 12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So people tell me, why are you picking up guns? Why are you picking up knives? Why are you picking up carnal weapons? It is spiritual warfare that we're in. We got to get ourselves right. Each and every day, this is a self case that you're able to help others. But are you willing today? Are you willing today to do so? The last time I spoke to you, devil, you are a liar, and the truth of God ain't even in you. I talked about conditioning. And part of your conditioning is forgiving. It is forgiving. Being forgive, asking for forgiveness, and forgiving yourself. Remember, conditioning is a process of training to become physically fit by a regimen of exercise, diet, and rest. Also, the resulting state of physical fitness. A simple form of learning involving the formation, strengthening, or weakening of an association between a stimulus and a response. We talked about mentally, physically, and spiritually. So it's time now to condition yourself. Train your mind. I can't talk without signals being sent. I can't move my hand without signals being sent. And we being, and I say we being, those of you that are followers of Christ, those of you that are followers of Christ, let me tell you, it's time now for you to rise up, strengthen yourself. Those of you that have backslid, come on back. What the word says, he's married to the backslider. Come on back. Come on back. We are our brothers and sisters' keeper. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers today. Let us today partake of the word today. Let us. When I'm wrong, I have no problem saying, forgive me. And sometimes even when I'm not wrong, I still ask you to forgive me. What are you doing today? What are you doing today? Are you showing those around you today that you have agape love? That you're not select a person of who you're going to forgive and who you're not going to forgive today? Because remember, if God treats us the way how we treat, we'd be in a world of hurt. I'm going to say it again. We will be in the world of hurt. We serve an awesome and powerful God. An awesome and powerful God.
and he sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross for us. God is good. God is merciful. I thank God. I thank God. Okay. Thank you. Again, Ephesians 6, continually. Verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that is a war. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Thank you, Lord, for your outstretched arms. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the Bible. Thank you, Lord, for the words that is in this Bible, which is the word of God. Let me read that one again. And take the helmet of salvation. Now, y'all know what the helmet is, right? Do you put the helmet on over the heart that is beating in your chest? Or do we put it on our head where our mindset, everything is controlled? It says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Which is the word of God. I will mention the person's name, but let me tell you the illustration that God had given me that present time. And the enemy don't care who they use. Don't care. But I told them when they went to that Bible, boom, that was your weapon. That was your weapon that you picked up in your hand. When you opened the Bible and begin to read, you just load your weapon. You just load your weapon. And when you activate it, you just fired your weapon. How do you activate it? You activate it by speaking the word of God. Because when the enemy came to trip you up, guess what? You told the devil, not so. Not so. And when you are delivered from something, the enemy no longer have that stronghold over you. You have to allow that enemy back in. And you know he ain't coming in by himself. You know that. This is spiritual warfare, people. Life and death is in this. Ooh, the power of your tongue. The power of your tongue. I remember, 2022. Yeah, 2022. The word that I brought forth, your words create. So what are you creating out of your mouth? Life, death, right, wrong, positive, negative? Hey, what? And in all that, can you go before God and say, Lord, forgive me for my sin. Forgiveness is so much for you and for that person. And when you forgive them, you let it go. You let it go. Let it go. So much of us are suffering today for unforgiveness that we have in our heart. Let it go. Let it go today. because it's going to consume you. And when it consumes you, nothing good can come about that. Nothing. Enemy will use that against you. They will have you doing all kind of craziness. They will have you doing, oh my goodness. Let me tell you, forgive today. Let it go. If you have aught against someone and you ask them for forgiveness and they choose not to, and you are sincere, let it go. Let it go if they choose not to forgive you. You don't have to constantly going before them and asking them for the forgiveness. You were sincere. You asked for forgiveness. Let it go. It's in God's hands. That's between them and their God now. And remember, it's not what they do to us, but what we do to them, okay? In order for them to be judged, they have to touch you. And you know how much they love you since you decide to walk the other way. You know how much they love you. But we're here today to tell you you're not alone. Those of you that know me know that, you know, you're going through, you need me, I am there. If I say you can call me anytime, you can call me anytime. If I tell you, if I do not answer my phone, it's because I'm busy, I can't get to my phone or whatever, but leave a message and trust and believe. I'll call you back. You may be in need of prayer, or you know that, you know, we've been praying for you and, you know, ooh, you got that praise report. Listen, I praise God with you. I'll cry with you because I am my brother's and sister's keeper. Ain't nothing that I ask anyone to do that I do not do myself. And I learned that even out in the world, in management, because you have a lot of people. And let me show you how what you do out there also benefits God, but now you're doing it for God, okay? You may be a manager over, I don't know, 50 employees, how much, it doesn't matter, okay? In whatever business that you in, I was in fast food, and I was a manager. Let me tell you, if I ask someone to clean that bathroom, it ain't nothing for me to clean that bathroom. I clean the bathroom. I deck scrub the floors outside. I went outside. I pick up trash. I clean up outside as well. So there was nothing that I asked them to do that I myself did not do or had stopped doing. And today you have some leaders. Oh, yeah, I'm coming back into, you know, the church arena. You have leaders today, some of them, not all of them, and don't get it twisted, okay? You have some of them that feel that they don't need to be touched. They don't need to be associated. You got bodyguards all around you. You know, the people them can't even call you if they need you. You can't even get a hold of a prayer warrior in some of the churches. So you better know the word for yourself. You better have that relationship with God.
Okay? Some of them, you ain't even getting their phone numbers. And when you go to them, some don't even have time for you. Yet, we are a child of God. Yet, we're supposed to have a relationship with God, a personal relationship with God. But what do? You have them in church that you talk to them, and what do they do? This was something that you asked, can you pray for me? Or, you know, I'm going through this here, and I just need someone to talk to. And some of y'all, what do y'all do? Y'all go out there and run your mouth and say, oh, sister, such and such, or brother, such and such, or whatever the case may be. This is what goes on. And yes, this is why some people leave churches. But you know what, people? It doesn't matter who talk about you. You went sincerely. I'm here to tell all those that walked away and say, I'm not going to church because of, you know, I said this and, you know, I was preached on, I was talked about among the congregation. Let me tell you something. It's not about them. It's about you and your relationship with God. He is going to take care of them. He is going to take care of them. But do not go back out into the world because of that hurt. Do not give up on God because he have not given up on you. Everybody is not like that. And that's what bothers me with people that call themselves a child of God. And handling people the way that they handle people. The church is supposed to be somewhere that they can come broken, hurt, and be healed by the word of God and grow in the word like when you came in. Never forget where you came from. Never forget what God had done for you. Never forget what you see God have done for others. Don't ever forget that. Treat people the way you would like to be treated. I tell you, I thank God for his goodness and his mercy. I thank God daily for forgiving me for my sins each and every day. I thank God for life because he had a plan for me. I thank God that when I was ready to give up on life, that there was people that I could have called. And today we can't even tell people God have done for us. How selfish can we be knowing that your testimony can help someone else? Look around you. The same people that talk about you, scandalizing your name, those are the very same people that's going to have to come to you and say, brother, sister, can you pray for me? And my question to you today is, can you forgive them knowing what they say about you, what they have done to you? Can you forgive them and pray? See, it all comes back to you. Comes back to you today. So, yes. Those in the church will hurt you. But don't walk away. do not walk away from God. You got the devil that's coming into churches these days. A sheep in wolf's clothing. A sheep in wolf's clothing today. But fear not. Fear not, for God is with you today. If you believe. You believe that God that you serve I tell you, I thank God for everything that I went through. It wasn't good when I was going through it. But I thank God for goodness and mercy. I thank God for loving me. I thank God for being long-suffering. We serve an awesome God. And we have Bishop Porter on the line. Bishop Porter.
Oh, praise the Lord. I tell you, you was doing awesome, doing pretty good. I didn't want to, man, stop you. Praise God. I tell you, I'm just feasting. I tell you, you was on point. I just thank God, you know, for what you are, what God gives you this morning. Because truly, we're living in a time that we need to put on the whole armor. Man, not have stress. We don't go out the door into our areas and different surroundings and our job half-dressed. When we go out, we be fully dressed. Am I right? So as
it is
in the natural, the same thing in the spirit. Praise God. I have always told you of that. Praise God. It's time now to dress up. Amen. Put on the whole armor. And you got to have it on. Where you can be able to stand, what the word say, against the wiles of the devil. And that means trickery. Man, he's cunning. But God give us wisdom, praise God, to see the enemy as he is in the spirit realm. And I just thank God for what you said earlier, that you got to have that personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're not talking about no religion. I heard you now times. You got to be baptized. That then is past tense. Amen. Right now, you have people to open up the line is how many of you have been baptized. I said you have phone calls. You know, you probably need another 2 or 3 hours. Amen. People that say they done been to the water and been baptized. You know, but do you have the ears baptism of the Holy Spirit abiding in your life now? Praise God. When Jesus come back, to receive you and I in his church unto himself. He's not going to hesitate. He's not going to procrastinate to baptize nobody. You remember the thief on the cross? The one on the left and one on the right? When the thief said, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, just remember me. He didn't come off the cross and baptize. What did he tell him? This day. What did he tell him? This day. You'll be with me in paradise. See, whoever we are speaking to or talking to that you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, today can be your day. Man, just a brand new year, days of the year of 2024, and you can start off this year knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And you've been in religion for a long time, but today, and he's always there. And Minister Diane said it. He always dealt with outstretched arms, saying, whosoever, let them come. He love you. And he love you with an everlasting love, praise God. He's saying, come. And if you come, he said, he will in no wise cast you out. Praise God. Now, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Do you have the mind of Christ?
Come on now.
Minister Diane spoke on that. You got to have the mind of Christ. And the only way that you can have the mind of Christ, you've got to have that personal relationship. Have you repented? See? Oh, you judging me. No, no, no. She said it earlier. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I can't throw bricks at you. Nobody got bricks at nobody. Praise God. Oh, praise God. But oh, when you repent for the remission of your sin and you accept him as your Lord and Savior from this day and forevermore, you in the family of God. See how you, Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God have raised him from the dead, thou shalt be what? Saved. See how easy it is? Got to do is open up your mouth and talk to him. Pray, and how long is how strong. It's not the length but the strength. Oh, God bless you today. Praise God. Man, you know, Minister Diane, I tell you, was on point. Praise God. I want to say to your daughter, keep on, keep it on. Praise God. I'm going to read that again. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Do you have that mind? Come on, be honest with yourself. Well, that's a mighty deep one there. It ain't no well, ain't no ifs, ain't no buts. Man, when you have accepted Christ, see, this is why that same Paul, he asked a question in Acts 19. Praise God, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? A lot of believers believe in Jesus Christ. But have you received the Holy Ghost? Huh? Have you received it? Praise God. See, and it's, well, how do you receive it, Bishop? I'm glad you asked. All you got to do is ask for it. Open up your mouth. You got to talk to the Lord. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. And he'll do that. That's why he say he stand at the door and knock. What door are you talking about? She talked about that mind, the mind of your heart. Let him in. He said he'll sit with you and you with me. No. Minister Dine, you was on point. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for you. Back in your hands, though.
Bishop, I just thank God. Know that whenever you on this broadcast, you can say, hey, you know, raise that hand. You know how to raise that hand?
Right.
Raise that hand. And I have no problem bringing you in. Okay, Bishop, I just letting you know, you ain't new to the game. Not because we're not in the same place. That's why I thank God for technology. Okay? Just raise the hand. You're not interrupting. We all enhance each other with the word. And Amen. No praises goes to us, but all praises go to God. So anytime God has given you something to say, raise that hand. Raise
Amen.
That hand, and I will
and,
open the line.
And you so
I will
on,
open the line.
You so on point. It's okay. As we ever need to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, it's time now. Because we're in the last days, and the last days mean from now on, it's not going to get any better. But you and I and everyone who's listening up under the sound of our voice, when you are in Christ, when you have the mind of Christ, we got benefits. Oh, help me somebody. That's why I don't dwell on the conditions and the troubles in this world. I dwell on God's promises. You say he's able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think according to the power that lies within us. Because grace
Amen.
That is in us and he that is in the world. Oh, praise God. Oh, we got to make
until we recognize that. Until we recognize that the greater one is within us.
Yes.
We're the little G's.
Yes.
We are the little G's. I just thank God for each and every one of y'all that continually tune in to Blog Talk Radio. Those, you know, I'm not going to say our old listeners, our seasoned listeners that's been with us from the time we started that still continue to to support us this day and to all our new listeners. We thank you. We appreciate you. We are trusting that you are receiving something. God is enlightening you in something that is being said today. You may not accept Christ as your personal Savior as yet, but when you hear the message, that it draws you closer and closer to Christ today. And know that if you have a question, do not hesitate. Do not hesitate to, you know, give us a call. You know, put up that hand because you're listening on a different device. So therefore, you can call in at 347-857-3925 and press the number one. Press the number one. And for those of you that are listening live, all you got to do is press the number one. That hand goes up and we open the line. One thing I will tell you is that we do not tolerate foolishness on here. We have no problem. I'm telling you, I have no problem disconnecting you. None. You will not come on here. We don't do that. We do not do that. I will not go back and forth with you over the word of God. I'll tell you straight up what I don't know, and the Holy Spirit didn't reveal to me, and there is man or woman of God on this line, I have no problem opening up the line and say, there you go. I know Bishop Porter on the line. I'll open his line. We're not in the same room together that he can just go ahead and jump on. I'll open his line. So we thank each and every one of you all. We appreciate you. Join us tomorrow night, that's Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333 pound. Go ahead, tell a friend, and come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us, unless you're afraid. But come on and join us and pray. Pray because we all need prayer. Till then, you be blessed.
Everything would be all right. go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Let God.